Awareness in expression. This is Aratima. Today I would like to talk a bit on the different ways of using our awareness. I think this will help a lot during this year and the next, and also in general. So how do we place our awareness? Because we can put our awareness onto something. And are there different types of people? Are we all using awareness differently? Currently, I hear guidance from spiritual leaders on how to deal with the negativity and darkness of our times. And sometimes I hear words such as, I don't want to give any energy to this, or the belief that to be positive is the best. So let's look again at the three portals before enlightenment. Before enlightenment, each one of us is dominant in one portal, be it the upper and the third eye area, the middle, the heart area, or the lower dantian. Now, the upper is the yani type, the neutral witness, very aloof, uninvolved, with diversity and conflict. You lift yourself above it all. You feel very detached, you're pure neutrality, and seeing comes in often when there is movement of energy there, or just nothing when there is no movement of energy. Now, the middle point is the sovereign, holding balance and center amidst diversity and conflict. It's the heart portal where the person is sitting silently and being with things, with everything. Very accepting, but a little involved. There's sort of a balance of the upper and lower dynamic. The awareness is in the world and yet aims to keep itself in harmony. There's a sort of warmth and a humanness to a person that comes with that. Just like a mother that takes care of a child that is having a problem, it's the typical healer archetype. It feels good. There is a sense of presence and well-being that's coming off a sovereign person. And then we have the lower point. The lower is the warrior spirit who is immersed and actively engaged with diversity and conflict. It's the one who is compassionate in action. It's the soldier who sacrifices himself for his children, family, and his land. That would be the typical archetype, but it's also the person that stands outside with a sign or goes on a march or is actively involved talking and engaging with people, being physically immersed with something and very engaged. Now, we are dominant in one of these portals. It's where we are allowing our awareness to express most often. But nonetheless, the other two are also engaged. It's just that one is more dominant, which means that your way of moving your awareness will differ from someone who's designed with another portal strength. Now, coming back to the guidance out there on how to deal with the negativity and darkness of our time. Often there is a lot of weight put onto love and light, but not so much on power and action. And what is power again? It is your vitality linked to action. The misunderstanding that prevails is that if you get engaged, then you can't be enlightened because those are the wise ones that just sit and smile. If you get engaged, then you make things worse. Or if you're engaged, you must be bothered by something and hence you're not free. By giving your energy to an action or a thought, we strengthen the problem. Now, this is true, yes, when you are suffering and you're not free, when you have an issue with the thing that is in front of you. Now, when you are free and neutral, something magical happens. You actually change the problem. You liberate it. You transform something in front of you. You do it by using awareness. But most strongly, or rather most quickly, the fastest, very rapid transformation, you do it when you are energetically engaging with a problem, when you are using the lower point and your energy, your whole body is engaged. So the experience is different. It's not better, one or the other. They're all actually equally important. But they appear different on the outside. Now, last but not least, an enlightened person who has truly become their core will be moving between all those points constantly and expressing them all propelled by universal intelligence. Now you may be thinking, where do I belong? Which one is my strongest portal? This question is not the wisest. Rather, it's better to ask yourself, how am I responding to a situation? Am I authentically responding, honoring my suffering, holding my suffering sacred, and then digesting and integrating myself fully with the problem before me? Honesty and recognizing your suffering is the only way to become whole and to move towards an automatic movement of awareness propelled by universal intelligence instead of egoic programming. So feel free to do your own responding to the intensities of these times. Don't let others guide you, tell you, but let your own honesty show you where you are suffering and where you're off kilter and where your awareness needs to go and express when it's not framed by programming. Then be free to express in any way you need, be it just being completely aloof and neutral, or be centered and kindly smiling and being lovingly there and present, or be actively engaged and showing all the colors of your spectrum within you, be it anger, be it hope, be it intensity, be it shock, be it grief. You can be anything and everything when you are truly your core. If you're not, then yes, you are feeding these energies. Then yes, you are splitting and polarizing. But if you are free and you are uninvolved, when there is no suffering, then let the intelligence of the universe move through you and trust that. Just trust yourself. Thank you.